you can't control what comes out of your kids' mouths.
No.
And as they get older, teen years,
yeah.
sometimes they will say things that they don't understand may be appropriate.
Mm.
That being said, there were always a few parents when you were in school that looked different than the rest of them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? Not like moms and dads, mm-hmm. but like, oh, hey. And at least for the kid
yeah.
whose mom or dad had a little something going on, it was not fun
when
you found out that your classmates may look at your mom or dad that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason I start this discussion that way.
So what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So having dinner the other night.
Mm, what happened?
Well, my 14-year-old comes down from doing her homework and she's bothered.
Yeah.
And she tells us that that day, her friends at school asked if my wife, her mom,
mm-hmm.
had a BBL.
BBL.
Kim, you want to share with Tommy what a BBL is?
Like a license to drive a bigger truck?
It would be a Brazilian butt lift, I believe.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah.
Like?
It's like a butt surgery.
Like implants in your butt cheek?
Yeah, you got it. It's a cosmetic procedure that
makes
has
it
become
more like a bubble.
Yeah, bubble butt.
Oh, so a jacked up booty.
Yeah, yep.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they asked that about my wife, what you said, the jacked up
booty.
No,
I'm talking
about general. That's what they said.
A sweet onion.
You said, so yeah, they asked if my wife, as you just put it, had a sweet
onion.
That is what you just said. They asked that about my wife's ass. Does she, as you put it, have a sweet onion jacked up booty? When's your next appointment? Time to find a new dermatologist. So, by the way, quick sidebar on the BBLs. They become so popular that folks are leaving the country to get them done cheaper. It's not working out great.
But
here's the thing. My wife is such a dynamite hiney that now my daughter's classmates are asking her about it. And I was flabbergasted when that fell out of my daughter's mouth. My wife thought it was hilarious.
Because she's getting a compliment.
Well, yes, Abby. Yeah, everyone wants a compliment from a 14-year-old. And I think that my daughter, my 14-year-old, is mortified that people she goes to school with see her mom that
looking
way.
At her like that. Yeah.
Which
that would be disturbing, man.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, you never want it to be your mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if you think back to your parents, no matter how they look, like, to my daughter, this is just her mom.
Yes.
That is the woman that raised her.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never tell, at least as a kid, if your parents are good looking because they are your parents.
Yeah.
So when you get to the age, and high school's really where kids start to notice.
Well, sure.
Yeah. And right? I'm guessing this happens more with boys than it does girls.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Boy crushes.
But, like, this is going to have an effect on my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now I'm not sure what my wife and I are supposed to do.
Don't do anything.
Well, she's not getting teased about it, right? Like, these girls are just simply asking. It's not like she, you know, I'm just picturing like a bunch of teenage boys, like now that they know it bothers you, they're gonna, like, you know, just keep bringing it up and give your mom nicknames that you don't want to hear.
So I'll be honest with you, I don't know if they asked innocently. I don't know if they were like, oh, it looks like your mom got a Brazilian butt lift done. But even to your point, like, if my daughter reacts negatively, even if it's girls, there's going to be one kid in that group who's going to...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it would bother a girl as much as it would a boy, though.
You're right about that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of more of a compliment.
Okay, so we will get into that.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because Tommy,
yeah.
this is way more of a problem for kids now than it used to be.
Oh, the rise of the hot mom.
Yeah. Like, when we were younger, good-looking parents were rare.
Super ass rare, bro.
Which really sucked, to Kimmy's point, for the guys that had a hot mom.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, there was this poor kid I went to high school with.
Yeah.
He was just trying to fit in. He had a pool, and he was a good guy.
Yeah.
But he would invite us over in the summertime all the time to, like, swim in his pool to make friends. And his mom was a smoke shoe.
Yeah.
And she'd, like, be doing yard work or walking around in a bathing suit when we'd be over. And the stuff that he had to hear.
Oh. Yeah.
I would have murdered somebody.
Yeah.
I would have, but he just wanted.
Well, they wouldn't have been at your house. First of all, you didn't have a pool.
We did have a pool, above ground pool.
Not really a pool, though. It was more of a outdoor storage area. No, but it would be hard to take.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, people look younger, longer.
But they dress differently now,
you got
too.
It. Yes, they're trying to stay trendy in their 30s and 40s.
Right. I mean, my mother's generation, they dressed like old women.
Yeah, yes.
Of the day. They didn't look sexy.
You know, you're right.
You know?
Like, my mom wore mom jeans and not like the trendy Taylor Swift mom jeans. So there are way more hot moms and handsome dads today than there were in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And what I can't figure out.
What's that?
I don't know if that means having an attractive mom or dad becomes no big deal for kids today, or if that means more kids today will be horrified and affected, little messed up, by having hot mom or hot dad.
I would think kids today are probably better adjusted to it than like my generation.
What do you mean by better adjusted?
I mean, they're just used to it. I mean, conversationally, your mother already dresses kind of like you do.
Okay.
Your father probably dresses like you do. I don't think there's much of a generation gap anymore. Mm. So it wouldn't be as shocking if somebody said, man, your mom's really good looking. Like, your mother could be a model. I can't imagine a kid today really finding that hard.
I'll tell you this.
I think the line has been blurred in terms of like where your wife shops could also be where your daughter's.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
and I don't ever really remember that being a thing when we were kids.
I get
like
that.
Mom shopped at like mom's stores.
Right.
I get that. But
I'm going to Dots, or then I'm going to stop off at the dress barn.
Why do they call it the dress barn? I got a barn full of dresses. Why do you need a dress? Yeah. Let's go down to the barn full of them.
We're going to hit the panty silo.
No, but I'm telling you, I watch my daughter's face telling us
this. So she didn't enjoy it.
She was mortified. Now, I don't
know. She maybe has also never thought of her mom that way.
I think that's what it is.
It was a first time for her to actually see her mom as like a,
desirable.
You know, an adult, like an,
Oh, you think my wife's desirable?
My
wife's ugly?
No, your wife is desirable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one sec. Let me text my wife.
But I don't want to talk
honey,
anymore.
Honey, can we please get a restraining order against the creepy old man that I work with who just called you desirable?
It's the first time your daughter may have seen your mom as more than just her mom. You know what I mean? Like, she's like
attractive.
An adult woman, you know, who other people see her in a different way.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, to your point, too, and I know this is common with folks that have kids that are in middle school and teenage. Like, my wife and I are very affectionate around the house. Put my hands all over that. Damn! But what I'm saying is, like, whenever my
wife... Does it gross him out?
Well, no, it does. Like, when I'm kissing her or putting my arms around her, like,
they're
in the kitchen.
They're at that age where it's like, please stop.
Ew, gross, stop it. Yeah. So the fact that other people see my wife in that way, I think is really messing with her head.
Hey, it could be.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. My 14-year-old daughter revealed to us at dinner the other night that her friends asked if my wife... had a Brazilian butt lift, and they were asking sincerely because she's got such a, what did you call it, sweet onion?
I forgot what I said.
You said my wife had a sweet onion.
No, I said I ate onions last night, and I'm backed up.
Yeah, okay. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
No, Tommy, you said sweet onion.
What?
Ben heard it.
Busted.
Ben heard it.
It's official. No, so I never got the hot mom thing, but
what do you mean you've never got the hot mom thing?
No, he's saying called
he didn't.
His mom
he didn't
my friends
personally.
Never asked my mom asked if my mom was hot. I never got to. No, but what they always did ask, because they found out, you know, when they found out I had an older sister, they'd always ask me, "Is your sister hot?"
Was she hot?
I don't know. She's my sister. I don't look at
what
her.
What did
that
your
way.
Friend say, Ben?
I don't know. I don't care, honestly, because it's my sister. Hey, Duffy.
Hold on. Wait, let me stop you real quick while we're still on the sister thing.
Right.
What would bother you more if everyone thought your sister was super hot or everyone thought your sister was super ugly?
Oh, I thought you were going to say his mom.
If my sister was ugly.
Okay, that would bother you more. What would bother you more? To Kimmy's question.
Yeah. Sister or mom?
Okay.
Your friend's thinking your sister's hot or your sister or your mom was hot.
What would bother me more?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Because if they say my mom's hot, then that kind of means that I inherited some hotness.
But you didn't.
But I've seen you.
It skips you.
Well, that's good to know because you're guys. So I don't want you thinking I'm hot. But anyways, I don't know. That one's hard to say.
Okay.
Glad you called.
What you were going to say, Ben, before I cut you off.
I totally forget.
Perfect. Bye, Ben. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Ben. Okay. If I'm being real about this,
what's up?
I am a little bit worried for my 14-year-old, my daughter, because like she's beautiful, but I know I'm looking at her through father's eyes, right?
Sure.
Like, she's always beautiful. Both of my girls will always be beautiful to me. And Kimmy, I am aware that self-esteem for a teenage girl is not the easiest thing to come
very
across.
Delicate. Yeah.
So part of me, having thought about this the last couple days,
mm-hmm.
what effect does her friends telling her that her mother is good looking have on her?
Well, I think, kind of along what Ben said, I think that if her friends think your wife is attractive, well, you do you do inherit your mom's looks. Like, I'm sure people tell her all the time she looks just like your wife.
But I don't, my daughter does not, she does, she looks just like my wife, but my daughter does not think she looks like my wife.
Well, I don't know, I don't
exactly.
I think it'd still be a confidence booster. I think the only time I've really seen a mom affect a daughter in that way is if, like, the mom walks into a room and she commands the attention. It's more of the way she, like, presented herself than the way she looked. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, moms who just, they want to be the friend. They want to be...
Attention mom.
Yeah, like, they're coming into the room and sucking all the energy out of the room.
I'm cool mom.
Like, don't pay attention to my daughter. I'm cooler than her.
Well, but, I mean, sometimes you got stuff going on. Like, you can't even try. Like, I mean, I know the problem is my wife always is in scrubs when she is around my daughter's friends. And those scrubs make that thing... Damn!
Really?
There is something about an ass in scrubs, man, that does it for me. Every guy that has a wife that's a nurse or a doctor or a PA or whatever knows ass in scrubs. I didn't even know I was into it until I started dating my wife.
I always thought I'm like kind of baggy.
No, but when kinda the ass, I'm telling you, ass in scrub equal damn.
Okay.
Damn! Now, no, don't get me wrong. My wife's ass out of scrub also damn. It's become like a
what's that?
Not a stress ball, a comfort for me, like when we go to bed.
What?
Well, like if I'm falling asleep, I found myself like hand on ass as I'm falling asleep. I know I'm not the only man who does this.
I'm uncomfortable now.
You're uncomfortable?
What did that have to do with anything?
No, the point I'm making
is... I enjoy squeezing that butt.
Yes, every man enjoys squeezing his wife's butt. Maybe your husband one day will get another wife and find out what that feels like.
But well, tries, but he keeps falling out of bed. Swinging a man's just a bit outside.
Like, there's no part of your husband's body you like... Put your hands on to, like, calm down.
You have your daughter here, and you went straight into, I like squeezing my wife's butt.
I do. She's got a great butt.
What means you're going to squeeze you? You want her to squeeze your dong.
No, I mean, like, out of comfort.
She can comfortably squeeze my dong.
I don't want a dong squeezing.
Yeah, it would hurt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, it's blood running out of it, man.
Ew.
I know. A gentle squeeze.
Is there a part of your husband's body that calms you?
My husband's got a nice butt. He does.
So you squeeze your husband's butt.
I would squeeze his butt.
But no, you don't.
But you don't
sometimes.
Do it. Wait, when's the last time you
bugs him.
When's the last time you squeeze your husband's butt?
Usually like if he's doing something in the kitchen.
Oh, so you're doing it just to mess with him.
Yeah, but I think he's got a nice butt.
So you like the butt squeezing?
I think so.
So we're on the same team
here.
Yeah,
but she's doing more of a like... It's a little more demeaning, I think. Like you're doing it as a comfort thing.
I just said I
She's just walking by grabbing some.
I don't
think... That dinner yet?
I don't think there is a way, as much as I'm not trying to do it, to grab anyone's ass without it being a little bit demeaning.
Well, you can pat a rear end.
Kind of funny.
No, I always get a handful. I'm telling you, great. Like, sometimes I do worry, like, you know, I'll get so excited. It's like, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Like, claw.
Yeah, I'm like a bald eagle trying to land.
Like a mountain climber?
I mean, it's like an airbag went off, man. I love that thing. It's like, one of my favorite things about my wife. Anyway, I'm sorry. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Going back to the hot dad, hot mom thing. Did girls with hot dads react the way that boys with hot moms reacted?
That's what I was trying to think. And I didn't, as a teenage girl, I didn't notice any hot dads. Like, I don't remember hot dads ever being talked about. It wasn't until I was about, I had to be probably like 20, and this girl that I knew at school, like, her dad came to visit, and we were all like, oh my God. We didn't know Emma had a hot dad because she was kind of...
Emma had a hot dad is my favorite Rubens Arkansas song.
Emma had a hot dad. Showed up one day and boy, did it get sad.
But it was funny.
She had to run off and have a little operation.
What did you... Go ahead, Kimmy.
But that was the first time in my life I ever like thought of the possibility of one of my friends having a hot dad.
But a hot dad...
And it was unexpected too because she was like kind of quiet, kind of a nerd. And, like you just were not... It was like... Shocking in the moment when we were all just not like that's she became known as Emma with the hot dad.
I mean, you'd think a hot dad would have to have like a little bit of charisma.
Yeah, he was very charming.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He was a little younger,
dressed well. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have to be something because think of the average dad.
Sure.
You know, he's just a knuckle dragger.
No, I hear you. I mean, it's look, it's not easy
dad
being
his camo Crocs.
It's not easy being that charming, handsome dad. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But you know, you find a way to get up and do it every day.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Yeah, all my friends' dads, they looked like a dad.
Right.
Like, that's the only way I can describe it.
Wait, he's going to complain about, who touched this?
Yeah.
The thermostat?
Yeah.
See, here's the problem, though. Mm. I don't know if most moms think they're hot moms. I do know
that makes them even hotter, that they don't know they're hot.
Well, some may not be hot. What I'm saying is I don't know how many moms look at themselves as like, I'm the hot mom. I mean, I know some do. Mm. We've all seen them on social media. Yeah. I am convinced
yeah.
that every single dad of teenagers believes yeah. they are looked at as the hot dad.
Which is sad.
100%.
Which is totally sad.
I don't know.
I think they
don't present themselves that way.
Well, they don't have to because they're charming and they just got a natural look to them.
Yeah.
I guess, okay, I
could see like a dad, especially like dads that try to keep up with the way they look and they're concerned about what they wear. I could see that dad thinking that he was a hot dad. But the dads that just have worn the same t-shirt for the last 20 years, there's no way that guy thinks he's a hot dad.
I know my dad.
But that's just arrogance.
Well, yes.
Blind arrogance.
I think
yes.
that's men, right?
You yeah. think your dad thought he was a hot dad?
I know my dad. Thought he was a hot dad, wearing his NFL alumni windbreaker that he bought off of eBay, his Stephen Barry's Name the College sweatshirt, his Carpenter jeans, and his Timberland knockoff boots that he got at Walmart.
There's a difference between thinking you're a cool dad and thinking you're a hot dad.
He thought
dad.
He was hot. You don't spike your hair like that unless you're a hot dad.
But your dad does have a personality. Uh-huh. He's funny. He's charming.
Yeah.
You got to give him all that, man.
Yeah, no.
So, like, there are probably girls that probably found your dad attractive, like they go, I wish my dad was that funny.
No, there's a difference between I wish my dad was that cool and I wish my dad, I think that guy's hot. There's a difference. Because, you know, that's the same difference as I like you like a brother and let's go back to my apartment. All right,
yeah, right? All right.
Not to make that with teenage. You get what I'm saying.
I got you.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Kimmy, you're saying I have nothing to worry about with my daughter's classmates talking about my wife's ass.
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, fine.
All right. Can't wait to get home now. So when I talk to my wife about this, because I know
don't
it's going to get back
up.
To her. No. She's going to ask, you know, what Tommy said.
I had to see her soon.
No, I understand. Do you want me to go with Sweet Onion or do you want me to go with Jacked Up Booty? It's your choice.
How about neither?
No. I'm going to have to go with one because she's going to ask. And you, like you said, you got to be honest
Can
with
your
spouse.
Can we tone it down?
Well, what's toned down to you?
Buxom.
My wife has a buxom ass?
Buxom butt.
Buxom butt.
Makes more sense.
Okay. Tommy said.
No, but don't say Tommy
you
said.
You literally just said it.
No, did. But you said I don't, you know, tone it down. don't even talk.
He's got nothing.
Okay.
No, I already gave it.
All of trouble. It. Let's take a break.
All right.
I guess this is a lesson in only living in one town.
Oh.
Because we like to think a lot of the things we have here are very unique.
Mm-hmm.
But at least with this specific thing that the greater Rochester area takes a lot of pride in. They're everywhere.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the Lilac Festival.
Yeah, what's going on?
Right around the corner, buddy.
Yeah.
It is up for a major national award.
Really?
The Lilac Festival is one of the 10 best flower festivals in America.
Flower festival?
10 best flower festivals.
I didn't know that was a category.
Yeah, so apparently voting is going on to find out which number one. How many flower festivals are there in America?
I didn't know there were any.
Thank you. I thought the Lilac Festival was like super unique.
Yeah.
Because we were having a flower.
But I guess it just is unique because it's specifically lilac.
Okay.
So, is there like a flower, like a specific flower for each of these festivals?
That's great. Yeah, it's what it sounds like. I guess the more appropriate question would be, does every town have a flower festival?
I guess the certain regions are known for certain types of plants and flowers.
Yeah,
so
weren't you the Grand Marshal of the tulip festival down south?
Yeah, I couldn't get your mom's tulips off me. Oh, excuse me. Four lips
off
me.
That was my lip joke. That's two lip things I've been ripped off this week.
Don't set me up. Don't set me up, buddy. You got to watch out. I got my guns always ready. Like, if we go to Syracuse, does Syracuse have a flower festival?
I never heard of it.
Does Buffalo have a flower festival?
There are some big ones that we may be forgetting, like the Cherry Blossom Festival in D.C.
Okay.
Is that a big festival?
I just people go down there and walk around.
No, there is a Cherry Blossom.
And there's like music and like hot dogs?
My wife wants to go. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go look at cherry blossoms.
And they don't even last that long.
And it's always super hot anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing any other like upstate New York ones.
Okay.
But this is nationally.
This is nationally top 10 flower festival in America. So we definitely have more than 10. You know, the funny thing about the Lilac Festival is, Tommy, it's hardly even a flower festival. It is an art, food, and music
festival.
Yeah,
nobody even goes and looks at a stupid tree.
Yeah, like they offer guided tours you can walk through. But I'll be honest with you, man. I have
not a big line for that.
I'm 38 years old. I've never walked through the lilacs at the Lilac Festival. Have you?
No.
No. Kimmy, have you walked through the lilacs?
I did. I remember my grandma taking me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I remember my grandma taking me when I was a kid. That's the only memory I have of walking through the lilacs.
Like, do we have numbers of people that actually walk through the lilacs?
But it's got to be like grandmas.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, do they keep track? I would love to know what percentage of people that go to the Lilac Festival actually go through the lilacs.
I mean, I guess we have kids, maybe.
It's gotta
take them
low.
On a little stroll.
You'd think there'd be more lilacs around the actual festival.
Yeah, it's not very
kind of seems
vast.
Kind of seems like a miss there. You gotta go away from the festival.
It's up
but
a
I
hill.
Guess they're everywhere, right?
Well,
that's
no, but
the
like
time of year.
If I'm standing around the, I'm trying to think now.
Well, yeah, like There should be a lilac tree in the middle of the festival. But you would rally around it.
Right, we're going to rally around the lilac tree.
And burn
the...
it.
Why would you burn it?
Yeah, for fun.
Why is that fun?
That defeats the purpose.
Okay. Of a live tree.
Okay.
Yes, it's a live tree.
You can't have a bonfire with a live tree, stupid.
But gas on it.
Oh, my God. If I were a flower... Like, do flower enthusiasts come to Rochester... For the Lilac Festival.
I'm sure there are people that travel for this stuff.
So, like, people go to multiple flower festivals a year?
Yes.
Or one every year, like a new flower festival?
And you wouldn't want to talk to them.
What?
You would not want to talk to somebody that travels to look at flowers.
Oh, that's my wife.
She doesn't travel to look
she
at flowers.
She wants to go to the Cherry Blossom Festival just to go look at the Cherry Blossom.
Yeah, but she'll do stuff. She'll see other things.
I don't know, man.
But these old people that go there with their cameras and stuff.
I mean, Kimmy, you can attest, like, gardening and... But, you know, all that stuff has become very popular with the younger generation.
Right.
So maybe there are younger people that are coming just for the lilac.
Go for the photos.
Yeah, that I mean, that's just it, too, with the Instagram culture.
Right.
By the way, Albany has a tulip festival. That's the closest one I'm seeing right now.
Nothing. You got nothing? Yeah, of course
we
you got
We just did the tulip joke.
I just did the tulip joke. Don't try to take credit. Sorry. So I've never heard of the Albany Tulip Festival. Do people in Albany know about the Rochester Lilac Festival?
I don't know.
Like, how far out does the Lilac Festival go? This thing that we, like, hold dear to us, like... You know, if you went to Syracuse?
Probably not. I mean, why would you care? Well, I mean, someplace else.
It's just funny. Like, it's not a criticism, but, like, we get so hometown-centric
right.
that we just assume some things we have are such a big deal and so unique that no one else can even come close to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the Fringe Festival has become one of the most popular festivals in Rochester over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden. Every major city in America has a Fringe Festival.
But it's a traveling festival. It's not ours.
Yeah,
right?
No, but I didn't know that for the first couple of years. I thought, like, wow, look at this unique thing we did. No, they travel. They were in another city 2 weeks before that, another city 2 weeks before that.
It's a show,
Yes.
Apparently, Buffalo also has a Cherry Blossom Festival, but kind of can't really compete with the D.C. one, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I didn't know they had cherry blossoms. In.
I didn't either.
Do we have cherry blossoms?
I mean, I'm sure we do. I don't think it's very prominent.
Okay. Weren't they a gift from, like, China or somebody?
Yeah, we gave them cheese. They gave us cherry blossoms.
Yeah. All during a big cultural exchange.
Why would we have so many in D.C. if they were a gift from China?
I think either China or Japan gifted them to the American government.
When?
Way back.
How would the Chinese or Japanese have gotten here?
By boat?
Understood. You're going to go all that way just for drop off some cherry blossoms?
I bet.
Stop at Wegmans, grab a gallon of milk, and head home?
I think I'm right.
Gibby, can you Google where cherry blossoms came from?
I think China or Japan gifted them to us.
Okay, but those things...
I think they're called Japanese tree.
You think they're called Japanese a tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a bonsai.
It seems like they originated in the Himalayas, but migrated to Japan thousands of years ago. But then there are other people... It's hard to...
But how did they get to D.C.?
How did they get to the U.S.?
Yeah.
Let's see. In the United States, Japan gifted...
Damn.
Over 3,000 cherry blossom trees to D.C. In 1912.
Okay, yeah, so it wasn't by boat, stupid.
Yes, it was.
Probably was. But you were thinking Mayflower.
They didn't take an airplane.
Well, what are you talking about? In 1912, government officials would have been able to fly.
They didn't have planes like that.
Okay, well, whatever.
The Wright brothers weren't, like, flying around trees.
I know you thought they came in, like, 1789. I know you.
At least I knew they came from someplace else.
Okay, everything came from someplace else.
Yeah, and, we did the thing with the cheese and everything, and they were very grateful.
The Blossom Cheese Exchange.
Yes.
Does this make you less impressed by the Lilac Festival, knowing now that there are flower festivals in every town?
Still seems to be pretty unique,
but nobody
though.
Cares about this. Like you said, nobody cares about the stupid tree. Want to see rusted root and get drunk.
Because I think they're also, they're native to this area, too, which I think adds to it, you know?
Are we sure lilacs are native to this area?
I thought that we had, like, the perfect climate for them.
Well, I'm saying, where do they come from, though? Like, could we have gotten them as a gift
Let's
from, like...
Let's see. You could be wrong.
I thought they were a gift from Europe.
Okay, you lucked out back into the Japanese. You want to keep pressing your luck here?
No, I really think that the lilacs came over, like, after the Mayflower. Who came after the Mayflower?
The
Irish.
The June flower.
No, I did an English king. Who came?
Everybody.
No, but like there had to be like a gap
okay,
in
so
time.
Okay, so they were originally brought to the United States by European immigrants.
Okay. Two for two,
baby.
It wasn't a gift. They were brought by immigrants. There's a difference.
But it was a gift.
No, you literally said it was a gift from
to
Europe.
The soil
a
of America.
A gift from the continent of Europe.
You don't think when they planted it, they did a little ceremony? This is a gift. Our new country, our new home.
No. Ripped Van Winkle writes us on Instagram.
I hope they'll be nice to us.
Shut up. He says, Duffy, I've definitely seen a lot of international photographers taking flower pictures during the Lilac Fest. There's people coming from overseas.
To take a picture of a plant?
Well, maybe, maybe not Europe because they wouldn't have them. Maybe you go south, you don't see them.
I think they thrive here.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, someone from Latin America, Mexico, I guess.
I mean, can you imagine coming, like, thousands of miles to look at a bush?
No, but, I mean, didn't everybody do that for your mom?
So you say my mom has a nice bush.
People
would travel to look at the bush.
Yeah.
And they didn't even take selfies with my mom's bush.
Remember, Kimmy, when they had that festival? It was called the Yuck Festival. South of the border. Pedro says, get all up in there.